Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by and circle us. I'm glad that you are trying to stay up to date with what's going on. It's a little difficult. But if you pay attention to what we're pointing to, what I'm pointing to and other people, it's easier and doesn't take as much time up. I also want to point to the other show, which is In Circle Prose. And well, the show has followers on the front page of this radio show. All right, I'm going to be being real open and frank today. Normally, I keep a lot of stuff to myself because I really don't want people knowing too much about me. And there's a lot of people in this fight that don't say where they live and don't talk about their family. Or, you know, by name, talk about their spouse's occupation, things like that, because they know more than most people how really unchained, unhinged, bent, demented, whichever way you want to say it, the left are. They will destroy you. They will come to your house and rob it. They will scratch your car with a key. They will put toilet paper in your tree. They will make your dog disappear and then bring it back later. I mean, these people are not normal people. And I found this out a long time ago when I had first gone back to work after being at home with the kids, working just little part-time jobs. And because I had my kids later in life, my kids are actually pretty young, but I'm not. And so I found that I was trying to figure out why I saw that things were changing so drastically, so quickly. And I was on a talk show website, 760 KFMB, which is a local San Diego show. And I was on there trying to basically find out what about politics and what was going on and, you know, how this Obama had been plopped on us with, you know, no warning and who he was and all that stuff. Anyway, I what I knew to be true that was put out by military personnel and on a website called protectourliberty.org about the requirements for being a president or a VP, which is natural born. That doesn't mean that you didn't take any medicine when you were in labor. Natural born means born in America to American citizens. It doesn't mean that the person who is your parent can't have been naturalized or that they became citizens later. It means that they were citizens at the time of your birth in America. This was put in by the founders to prevent having a hostile takeover by foreign insurgents. And as it turns out, there have been presidents that were not born in America, but it didn't come out until later. One of them was Chester B. Arthur, and the other one was McKinley. Came out later that they were foreign born, but they weren't Marxists. They weren't nation wreckers. They weren't communists. They were not fascists. They were not Muslim Brotherhood connected and terrorists connected like Obama is. So they didn't cause a whole lot of damage, but you can see what happens when you have ruthless, un-American people taking power, how quickly a country can change. For example, Poland's leader just spoke to the UN and said, hey, get off our cases. You know, Poland has a very low violence rate. We don't let immigrants in. Poland has a high GDP. That's because we're hardworking people and we don't waste money. You know, he went down the list and he basically told them, you know, to go to hell and leave him alone. So he'll probably be assassinated, God forbid, because, you know, he's standing up to these freaking whack jobs who are unelected bureaucrat administrators who have been so brainwashed by their owners that they think it's normal to try to rob people and make their lives miserable and to harass them and to tax them for everything and to overtax them and to waste their money. And, you know, we're sending billions to Ukraine while our own roads are falling apart. Our own schools are crappy. They used to be good until Obama. You know, our own police force in Philadelphia is walking off the job because of the radical blacks that are, you know, stealing and rioting and beating up the cops. Right, so the whole country is going down the tubes real fast, and that's what happens when you have Democrats. And I'm sorry, but it's you people over and over again. You're the ones that did the lynchings during the KKK times. You're the ones that had LBJ kill people at the college way back when. You probably don't know about that, but that also happened. I mean, you people are the ones that over and over again screw things up. You used to be decent people. You're not anymore. You're whack jobs. And it's all because most of the people that are Democrats or have government fat overpaid jobs that they push a pencil around and talk about their weekend, and they don't want anybody to ever replace them. Guess what? You're all going to lose your jobs because we're going to clean house, and you people are going to be finding out what it's like to lose your job because some Democrat reported you for having an opinion that they didn't like. Okay, you people are whack jobs, okay? Nobody wants anything to do with you, which is another thing I'm going to get to. Anyway, I'm saying this for a reason, because everyone is going to have to get some other way to support themselves, because it's going to, I mean, unless we have a miracle, it's going to get really it's basically a depression. And the last depression we had, which was again caused by the Federal Reserve and the administrators that think they know better than anybody else, instead of letting the market correct itself, they get involved and jack up interest and do all their machinations. Bunch of stupid faux Jews that you are, yelling. And that's not hate speech, that's a fact. You couldn't even recite anything from the Torah, yelling, Janet Yellen. You just, since when does a Fed chair talk about climate change and carbon tax and all that? What does that have to do with your job, Janet Yellen? Anyway, they're going to cause another depression. It's going to get really rough. So that's partly what I've been trying to do, because I've known and seen this for a long time. I'm trying to get people on the same page so that there's less looting and rioting and starvation. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about that today, and I'm hoping that you'll pay attention. I'm hoping that you'll tell other people, and I hope that you understand that I'm doing this because I care, not because I want to, but I'm doing this because I think in the long run, the more people that are on the same, in this case, this year, the Republican candidate, the better chance we have of getting out of this mess we're in, trillions in debt. If you want to know about our debt situation, go to usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org. All right, I want to explain that this platform actually is pretty powerful, but you have to pay extra for different features, like to put links in the show notes and things like that. And, you know, with all the things I'm doing, things I'm trying to support, I have to be really careful with money right now. And so I don't have that feature right now where I can post links and do that kind of stuff. So I'm going to tell you about it, and then you can go yourself and check it out. I was talking about this, the radio show 760 KFMB, which was Rick Roberts. He's retired, and I don't even know if he's still living. He was, you know, fairly old when I was watching him. But he had a blog platform, and all the trolls came on there, and that's where I was told they were going to kill me and my daughter. And I had to contact the FBI, and one person was decent, but the sheriff and the local cops and the FBI were very much like laughing at me because said, you know, you work for me. You have to investigate this. Just because I'm not famous, you know, I can get a death threat and you just push it under the rug. And part of it is that they're overwhelmed and they have too much work. The other part of it is that they don't want to get involved. And you're going to see that happening in the cities that are run by Democrats. You know, why would a cop want to put his life on the line for a bunch of nasty, ignorant, un-American, violent Marxists and people that would jump on him any chance they got and beat the hell out of him? I mean, the blacks have been taught to hate cops because the Democrats make sure that the blacks get unfair sentences, and it's the Democrats that are in the judges and in the upper levels. So don't act like, you know, these cops all, you know, the cops are taught to be fair, but then they put in a few that make all the cops look bad by being, you know, super violent or overreacting. And you know, if you had a job where you knew you were going to get your head blown off from behind just walking on the street, would you be a little bit, you know, trigger happy? I sure would. I was recruited by police when I was young, and I knew that it would be a very difficult job, and I didn't have the guts to do it. So if you want to have your country and your cities one by one go under and be violent pigsties with criminals and rapists and out-of-control rioters and looters, go ahead, keep voting Democrat. But if you want to see what a city looks like once it's gone under, look on YouTube and look for the videos made by local people of what Berkeley looks like now, what San Francisco looks like now. And I pay attention to that because my son lived in Berkeley and San Francisco when he got out of college and was working. So I know what it was and I know what it is now. And it's because Democrats destroy everything they touch. You're freaking evil, disgusting people. And I'm sorry to put you all in one big pile, but you keep voting for these whack jobs. You don't even bother. You Democrats voted for a dead person the last time in Pennsylvania who wasn't even alive. And you voted for Fetterman, who had a stroke and can't even put a sentence together. I mean, are you that stupid, Democrats? My God, you are helping to ruin the once great America. You are doing your level best to make us hate you. And we don't want to hate you, but you're making it real hard not to. So getting back to finding ways to supplement your income. Some of them are pretty obvious, and I've talked about it on other shows. I put some of it on Operation Rainbow channel and the In Circle Pros channel. But I really think a lot of it comes down to that we almost have to go John Galt, which is the character referred to in the Atlas Shrugged book and later movie, where we just disconnect from them because we're the makers, we're the creators, we're the movers and the shakers, and they're just like the parasites. They're the ones that work in government offices and have meetings all day and get paid $150,000 to do that. They're the ones that, you know, oh yeah, we can fund, you know, the study on why the mating habits of fruit flies. You know, they're the ones that are just, they're non-essential. They're the ones that are not essential. When I called my ICU guide natural essentials are healthy food, clean living, exercise, love, friendship, fellowship, the Lord, laughing, living, loving, caring about one another. The Democrats don't care about that. They care about power and money and they're very, very greedy people. And if you don't agree with that, I don't really care because I can prove it. You can't prove that you're good people. I'll give you an example of that. Hillary Clinton's just made a deal with a Ukraine president that was put in. He wasn't elected. He was inserted by the shadow government, leftover Nazis. That is the CIA that is in Ukraine, that has the underground bunkers where they're making hybrids and germ warfare. Hillary Clinton just raised her ugly, revolting head, made a deal with the with Bill Clinton as well, with the Clinton Global Initiative to be in charge of the rebuilding of the Ukraine. So, A, Russia invaded because they were going to put the Ukraine into NATO. That's a whole other story. If you want to know more about that, it's on Laurie and Company underscore Mark on Twitter.com. Laurie and Company, Laurabella, Encircle Us. And my handle is Laurie and Company underscore Mark. Anyway, getting back to Hillary Clinton with the global initiative, she made a deal with the Ukraine president, who's just a figurehead puppet. He's not, he used to do S&M, dance shows and with a comedian. Like he's not anybody that you'd want to know. Anyway, she made a deal with them that the Clinton Initiative would be in charge of the rebuilding of Ukraine, which means that her big fat slush fund, Clinton Foundation, will be getting lots of donations that they can funnel off to their pals in the shadow government and also to the Democrat Party so they can buy up elections. And what's funny is that she makes out like Putin's this terrible person. All the things that she says that Putin does, that's what they do. That's what they do with George Soros and Bezos and other rich billionaires that are morons and nation wreckers. They make it so that they can buy elections, they can buy politicians, they can blackmail people, they can put someone in, they think that they were elected, and they said, well, this is how you're going to vote on this bill. And the person looks at them and says, what do you mean? I don't want that bill. My people in Tennessee don't want that. Well, you're going to do it or we're going to kill your daughter. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, people. For our government to pretend that they're any different than the KGB in Russia or the mind control freaks in London, the MI6, whatever level they are, for them to pretend that they are somehow better than any fascist dictator government is a joke, because you're arresting people, you're putting people in prison who weren't even doing anything at the January 6, 2021 Trump rally that was also a protest with permits. I mean, yeah, insurrections are usually people come armed and they come and they don't get permits to protest ahead of time. I mean, this is so ridiculous. You have young men being given 17 and 22 years. Owen Schroyer, who's been a sports newscaster, and then he started working for InfoWars, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer just got 2 months, and they cited all their reasons for putting him in prison using his things that he said on the show, which is, his show is his free speech, not anything he did or said at the actual, I guess I call it a DC clash, because what would you do if you, especially if you're a bunch of veterans and patriotic, red-blooded men, you see people being beaten up and you see all kinds of chaos going on, like fog bombs or whatever you call them, gas bombs, gas grenades, like shots being heard, like screaming and yelling, you're not going to remain calm. You're going to be, A, you're going to be scared. B, you're going to try to help, like with Roseanne Boylan, who was crushed to death and she bled out because the security there wasn't enough and they didn't call 911. Two men had a stroke and a heart attack. They weren't, 911 wasn't called because probably if they had called, they would have not gone into the crowd because it was so chaotic, which was part of the visual that was wanted. They wanted to make it look like Donald Trump's people are wild and crazy, even though they've had hundreds of rallies and never even left a scrap of trash. and they wanted to make it that, oh, we have to have a fast certification of this election, because if Trump doesn't go along with that, we'll say that he's, you know, trying to subvert the rule of law. There's no rule of law with you Democrats. You're freaking evil. You're disgusting. And God's going to deal with you, and you're going to drop dead. Okay? I'm sorry to tell you that. I already saw it. You're going to be dropping over like flies because the Lord has had enough of your wickedness. You are pathetically evil. I mean, not even. Anyway, so here you have these men that are in prison for years now, waiting for trial. Nobody wants to help them. The lawyers are afraid to help them. They're afraid of losing, getting disbarred. I mean, all kinds of stuff is going on that you need to pay attention to, because this is how countries fall. They get taken over by people being passive, people expecting someone else to take care of the problem. I mean, right now, we have enough veterans in this country and enough armed patriots. We could go down to the border and just start killing people if we were that wild and crazy. We don't have to wait for the government. They have refused to do their job. They have one job. The government has one job: protect our borders and serve the people. Okay, they're not doing that. So that's reason alone to impeach Obama. Biden. It's actually Obama pulling the strings of his third term. Marxist, the disbarred piece of crap, foreigner, scumbag that you are. Come and get me, Obama. I bet you I could take you in a fight, you little pussy. How I plan to do the show, but every time I get on the show, I ask the Lord to tell me what to say, and then I end up getting myself in trouble. Anyway, Dr. Malone, who was the inventor of mRNA, you know, he's had his research hijacked and used badly in an evil way. He's talking on Real America's Voice, which is, you can look at it on my Twitter feed. It's Lorian Company _Mark. He's trying to get the word out, like, hey, don't inject your child with this crap. Dr. Brian Ardis is talking about it, what they're finding in it, which is gonna, most people, you know, won't believe it. You have to watch it and listen. One of the things that just happened was the Reawaken America event in Las Vegas. It was at the end of August. It's on Rumble. I've posted the link. You know, people are so damn lazy, you can't even go and check it out. It has incredible information about new inventions, new cures for things, new products that can help. And then also talking about what the media was paid to censor, which is the poison shots that they used on purpose. They knew they were poison. Moderna's executive just testified or spoke about how they knew it was going to cause problems. Okay, get a load of this. The people who were given AIDS shots, medicine, AZT, whatever it's called, guess what? Those people were targeted with getting the COVID shot because they wanted to remove them from the population because it would prove that they were given poison. Okay, so we have people that are diabolical, and you know, they wanted to say, oh, you know, we don't listen to, you know, those crazy MAGA people. We're the people that are mainly people of faith, people that are patriotic, people that love our country, people that know something is terribly, terribly wrong. And we're the people that actually care about our neighbor and don't want to have this keep happening from ignorance. Okay, if you are so ignorant that you can't take 20 minutes or half an hour to listen to what the frontline doctors are saying at these Reawaken America events, or if you can't listen to truthtour.net, HERMS, H-E-R-M-S. I've been at his events. I've talked to his people that were at that event. I talked to one of the people that has started condemnedusa.com. Yeah, I'm sorry, condemnedusa.org. It's a group trying to help to... It's condemnedusa.com. I met Chenice Evans at the Truth Tour June 24th, 2023 in North San Diego. And that man's been through hell too. And everybody with these cushy jobs like Psaki and all these government employees, they think, well, I'm going to protect my job and I don't care about other people. I don't care what happens to these people that have been locked up and they can't go to their jobs. They don't get a paycheck, so they can't pay their bills, so they lose their homes and their family are homeless. They don't care. Okay, these aren't criminal people. These are people that were at an event. They went to protest, which they had a legal right to do. Then all hell broke loose. Antifa was brought in by Nancy Pelosi. I saw the videos being put up in real time when that day happened, June 6, 2021. I saw it online before they were all censored and scrubbed. People that were civilians were putting up the videos, and you could see what was going down, which was an ambush, an insurgency, hired scumbags. There were also foreign press there. There was also CNN and NBC were there. They were making sure that it got out of control looking, and that when people saw the big crowd carrying on TV that, oh, Trump's trying to take over the country. Didn't have to take over the country, okay? He won the election. But how do you get the rest of the country to realize that, who are so invested in keeping their government jobs and their under-the-table deals that they've got going? You have lobbyists. You have groups like, even in the abortion issue, you know, you have organizations that make lots of money by collecting money to help them get the word out about, you know, abortion being bad. Well, what are they going to do for money if abortion is now been put back to the states for them to decide and have people vote on it and have it be that it's not a federal thing that's funded by federal tax dollars, that if you want an abortion, go out and raise some money for it because we're not going to pay for it. You're not going to put your sin on the rest of us. Okay. I mean, this is like so obvious to most people, except Democrats, because they're dumb donkeys. And I don't care if that pushes you away. You people are gross and evil. I mean, there's no other word for it. You have Taylor Swift, who's a billionaire, coming out and saying that she's a Christian, but she's pro-abortion. I mean, I'll never listen to another, I'll never buy another record or CD that you come out with or go to another concert, Taylor. And shame on you. I'm a Christian, but I'm for abortion. Do you understand what is done to a baby when they're yanked out of their womb and they are left to die, and the arms are pulled off during the abortion process and they're gasping for breath and they're just left to die, and they slice them open while they're alive so they can take out the organs and sell them and the stem cells? I mean, come on, Taylor. You will stand before God one day and you'll have a big, big reckoning. Anyway, so getting back to ways have more money. I've posted on my Twitter feed basically training on how that you can, you know, grow your own food and be independent or self-sufficient. It's going to be a lot more of that. It's going to be a lot more homeless people because I want to get out of California because I see what's happening here. But it's like, where do you go? It seems like even states and towns that used to be nice to live in have now had an invasion done. Do you understand that there's over 156 countries pouring in? And, you know, they're from Bangladesh, they're from Mozambique, you know, they're not just Mexicans from a, you know, farm in, you know, Mazatlan or something. These are people that are young Islamic jihadists, and that's, they're coming to fill the terror camps that Obama set up. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear that, but that's the truth, okay? That man should have been taken out a long time ago. When they tried to, Obama had his Muslim Brotherhood buddies come and they mowed down all of the military that were there to arrest him. Okay, Obama was never eligible. Kamala Harris's mother is from India and her dad is from Jamaica. They were not U.S. citizens when they supposedly had her in Alameda County, California. She's not eligible either. And she's dumb as a box of rocks and was handed a degree for favors rendered. Okay. And she also went after James O'Keefe for exposing what they were doing with selling baby parts with undercover video. You know, there used to be a time when you had undercover news shows like 60 Minutes that would, you know, show what was going on. Now they don't do their jobs because they don't want to live. Okay, this is how you take over a country. You kill people who stand up. Do you think that it was easy for me to be brave and stand up when they say they're going to kill me and kill my kids? Do you think that's easy for me to say, well, I guess I'm just going to, you know, be quiet? Like, I don't want these people to be running my country. They're evil and they're wicked and they deserve to be in Gitmo or dead. I don't care which, but you're not going to stay in power and you're not going to have a slush fund in Ukraine, Hillary Clinton, with your demonic. Don't you understand? Look at the WikiLeaks and you can understand who these people are. They're demons, okay? They're Satanists and they're demons. Anyway, I want to talk to you about in the Solana Center for Environmental Innovation. It's 137 North El Camino Real in Encinitas. You can learn more about it at solanacenter.org. You can get tips on basically natural methods of growing, like what our ancestors knew about. I also want to give a shout out to the libraries. The libraries where I am aren't run by whack job, cisgender, communist, child molesters. The people where I am living in near Rainbow, California, they're good librarians. They actually put on a lot of interesting educational events. They have all kinds of classes. They're using their library correctly. I haven't inspected their book rack, but they probably have those books I told you about, The Bluest Eye and Dreaming in Cuban, and it's perfectly normal. You know, basically push the idea of transsexualism and gay life onto kids, okay? These people should be arrested for reckless endangerment of a minor, okay? If your librarian is doing this, you get people together and do a citizen's arrest. Okay, no more of this crap. One thing that was done recently that was very effective was they were going to have a drag time, story time in a taxpayer-paid library, you know, paid by taxpayers. And the people just assembled themselves and they sat in every seat. And then when the drag queen came out there and started spewing her crap or its crap, nobody paid attention. They just read their Bibles and there wasn't enough seats for everybody. When they tried to crowd in, the people said, no, the capacity here is 40 and, you know, sorry, all the seats are occupied. And that's how they stopped it from going on. And if you're a parent and you're bringing your kids to see this smut, see these mentally deranged people with wigs on and boobs and tutus, then something's wrong with you that you'd want to expose your child to that. They're going to have a whole lifetime to find out about all the perverted behavior in this world. You know, you're doing a disservice to your child to expose them to that crap, and you should be arrested as well. And by the way, you can't go into a strip joint with a child or a bar with a child. You can't go into a bar with a child. So what are you doing, parents? Do you really think that's your role as a parent to expose them to this lifestyle? I mean, do you understand when you go in to use the toilet that you're probably going to get HIV or herpes or some other clap or whatever it's called, crabs? You know, you're exposing your kids to a whole different lifestyle. Why would you do that? Anyway, so I also wanted to talk about skincare set. I thought if someone would call in and answer the trivia question, that'd be one way to give it away. But, you know, people don't usually listen live to this. I found out that my newsletter subscription thing wasn't working correctly has been disabled by some nice person. I'm being sarcastic. And so I can't even say join the newsletter and I'll include you because that's not working. It was working, but that's been messed with too by the nice little trolls out there. Bunch of hackers that have nothing better to do with your time than to harass people. And I also wanted to tell you, as I forgot to last time, I didn't sell any tickets for the Inspired Getaway up to Cambria at the Foxcatcher Inn. They were nice enough to give us that when we did the last business show. And then with the lockdown, it got postponed, you know, doing more events. And I thought, okay, I'll use it for trying to get people to, who contribute to the Rawhide Ranch Scholarship Fund, you know, have a, that they can be, enjoy that as part of their reward for being generous. I couldn't even do that. I haven't sold, as far as I know, I haven't sold any of the tickets. It was $20 for a two-night getaway up in a beautiful part of California between Santa Barbara and San Francisco. But apparently people didn't want to even do that. If you want to see more about that, go to InCircle Pros. So it's blogtalkradio.com/InCirclePros. On my Twitter page, if you look at what I've posted, I like to think that it's pretty valuable. And I'm putting my neck out there trying to get it out there because so tuned out, they just want to pretend everything's okay. It's not okay, okay? We are in deep trouble and something very big is going to happen in the next, I'd say, week. So I'm hoping that you will be able to get up to speed quickly and find out what's going on and who to listen to, because it's definitely not the media. The media doesn't care. I mean, Rachel Maddow is paid $10 million a year to read what she's told to read, because she has no journalism background. She has no field reporting background. She is a nobody. She's a communist. That's her big claim to fame. And, oh, she's a lesbian too, so she gets a job. CNN only hires cross-dressers and gay people, apparently, because they're so in tune with the rest of the country. This tiny fraction of society, 0.2% of the country, that's what makes up LGBTQ, somehow they're in charge of us now. This is what Jonathan Cahn's book, Return of the Gods, is about. This ancient evil has come back because they invited it in. They actually had rituals and seances and spells and stuff that they invite evil in. They did this to us. So if you want to be mad at someone, don't be mad at me. Be mad at these freaking whack job moral bags. Anyway, I posted Dr. Malone's interviews there. I also talk about what happened on January 6, 2021. I watched it in real time. I saw them. They brought either, I couldn't tell from the video if they were bringing in Antifa, which are a terrorist group, so that's illegal, or if they were rounding them up and putting them on a bus. It was not clear to me whether they were unloading them or loading them. But it looked to me like they were taking them out. But anyway, the civilians that were in D.C. on January 6, 2021, all of their videos haven't been shown. You know, they're not, they put them up and they get scrubbed right away. So the whole narrative by the media, as well as by the J6 committee, which was a joke run by Cheney's daughter, and you are a scumbag, Liz Cheney, you're not a Republican. You're not even a rhino. I don't know what you are, but it's definitely evil. You know, they handpicked and scrubbed and edited the videos to make it look like, you know, there was an insurrection because they wanted to have an excuse to keep Trump out of getting his second term, because they knew that in his second term, he had even bigger plans than what he accomplished in his first term. And part of that is NACERA. And I don't want to hear any laughing about this. Okay. This is about going back. This is being talked about by, you know, important people in the media. Going back to the Civil War, where our documents were changed and went for a loan from the Queen and her handlers and the Vatican, and the scumbags there. And they changed the paperwork and they basically made it the United States of America instead of United States from for America. And so they changed it enough that it made us into basically a corporation status. And that's why the capital was of D.C., the District of Columbia, District of Criminals, that it became its own entity. And that's why Trump couldn't demand and force National Guard to be present in D.C. on January 6, 2021, because D.C. is its own entity and it had to be done by the mayor as well as the speaker, Pelosi, who's mafia. And so that's why that didn't happen, because they want it to endanger American citizens. But that's pretty obvious. So that's why they had to, you know, quickly massage things and edit the videos and make sure a lot of the videos that showed what really went down and Ray Epps shooting his mouth off, telling people to go into the Capitol, you got to go into the Capitol. The people went into the Capitol in part because they were scared, because there's all this commotion and gunfire and smoke suddenly. And I think they call it gas grenades, but I'm not sure. So they panicked. And then some of the crowd was so big that some people were swept into the Capitol against their will, like Dr. Simone Gold was swept into the Capitol. She had to serve time, and you know she's having her medical and law license threatened. Dr. Peter McCullough is having his Jordan Peterson. He's having his. He's Canadian, but he's having his medical like. Psychiatric or psychologist license threatened. And I can name many, many more. You have pastors who have been arrested, like Pastor Artur Pavlovsky of Canada and Pastor Corbin Sondergaard, who's from Denmark, who was in America on political asylum or religious asylum because he was being persecuted in Denmark by the whack jobs there. So he's just been deported, but you know, you can let in all these Somalis and all these people from you know, countries that hate us. Okay. The Muslim population does the same thing in every country that they are a big population in. They pretend to be nice, they get enough of a population, get enough people radicalized, then they start killing Jews and Christians, and then they take over and declare themselves the owner of the country. That's what happened in Lebanon. That's what happened in many, many countries. Okay, these aren't people that you want to have imported into your country. They also can have multiple wives, and so they get on welfare, and then they have a bunch of kids with multiple wives, and then you're paying for them as well. These aren't the people that, they have nothing in common with our ancestors. I mean, my grandparents immigrated in the 1920s from Germany and from Scotland, England, Ireland. And when they came over, they didn't get anything, okay? They went to Ellis Island. They went through health check. They had to show that they had a sponsor. They had to show that they had a skill. They had to prove that they would be self-sufficient and reliant. And they're like, okay, get out there. And if you screw up, you're going to get sent back to your country. Okay? The people that are coming now that are flooding into the 120,000 that are in New York City right now, they're here to kill us and take over, to cancel our votes. They're not here because, oh, they're poor, you know, huddled masses yearning to be free. Okay, they don't care about being free. They care about being taken care of. There are some people that will actually assimilate and actually, you know, do good things and not take money from the government, not take money off living off of taxpayers. They're few and far between. Right now, the illegals that are coming, and they're not immigrants, they're not migrants, they're illegal aliens, okay? Call it what it is. Stop calling them migrants. They're not here to do farming jobs. They're here to take over. They're here to cancel our votes. They're here to molest kids and rape people and rob them. That's what they're here to do, because that's what they're going to end up doing, because they're not going to have any work because they don't have any papers. And so they're going to end up being, you're going to go out to your garage, you're going to find them in your garage, you're going through your power tools, which is, you know, if you want to know what's going on, get on nextdoor.com. It's constantly people talking about what they're dealing with, homeless people and stolen vehicles and stolen things from their garage and the front porch, et cetera, packages. So the Democrats have just given us all the big middle finger and told us, we don't care what you want. We're going to do what we want because we don't like you baby boomers, and we sure as heck don't like you people who voted for Reagan. And we sure as heck want more wars because it's very profitable. So we're going to just import people to cancel your votes, and you're going to like it, and you're going to take it up the rear, and you're going to enjoy it. I mean, that's the message from Schumer and Pelosi and Biden and Harris and Clinton and Obama and all the rest of the scumbags. Okay, you people are going to go to Gitmo. I swear this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. You will not rule us. You are defective. You are unwanted. You are unelected. You get in power by cheating. If you want to know more about what they do to get in power, go to frankspeech.com and electioncrimebureau.com. Go to frankspeech.com. Mike Lindell has laid out all of what happened. And poor Mike Lindell, he's being sued by the voting machine company that was outlawed in other countries for being easy to rig and being corrupt. They're suing Mike Lindell for millions of dollars. He's lost millions of dollars. He's had it be that he can't get he's been kicked out of the box tours, and he's not getting the deal. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because someone's here. So the bottom line is, you have to help Mike Lindell because he's fighting for all of us, just like Trump is fighting for all of us. And yes, you can blame Trump for the lockdown and the COVID shots, but that's not really fair, because when that happened, nobody knew what was true and what was being lied about. Nobody knew if that was going to be permanent, that we would be on this lockdown. They didn't know whether they were going to kick off martial law. They didn't know what to expect. So Trump was kind of letting them show their hand and, show what they were up to. But part of that was because they wanted to see who the deep state people are. And, you know, there's shows like Steve Dace who will say that that's not true. You know, Trump really fouled up by letting Dr. Fauci and Birx get out there and run the show. How do you get people to show their true hand and, you know, show their cards and to be, see who they're talking to? You know, when Trump said, we have everything, we caught them, what do you think he meant by that, people? Okay, for Hillary Clinton to have the audacity to show her ugly face and talk about doing a global initiative, Clinton Foundation, in Ukraine, I mean, what will it take, people, to have you realize that these are grifters, these are basically, it's worse than opportunists. I mean, these are criminals that have a crime cartel going, and they don't want to leave power because they're not rich enough yet. I mean, you're lucky if you have $2 in the bank. These people have $2 billion in the bank, and it's still not enough. They're just insatiable because they're evil. They don't care about doing anything good. Like Hillary Clinton was funneling money from other countries through her foundation for her own campaign, and with the promise of doing favors. Well, that's why she's doing this Clinton Foundation right now, because she has a lot of money to pay back to people that are pissed off that she didn't get inserted into the presidency like she expected. Right? She didn't barely run. She wasn't hardly ever out there. Biden was not around during the 2020 campaign season either. Somehow he got more votes than Biden or than Obama. It's not true, okay? Just use common sense and logic. All right, so on that, back to the reason for this show. There are ways that you can earn money. I have ways for people to do that. And if you want to schedule an appointment to talk to me about it, I'll point you. It's not, some of it's direct sales. Some of it is growing superfoods and products that are needed in the products that are going to, like in the, for example, the wine and brewing industry. You know, there's a lot of side businesses, side related industries connected to that, even down to the labeling and the package designs. So anyway, I will help you if you want to schedule an appointment for that. You can do it on the LoriBella.com website. All right. The other thing is that during World War II, I told you before, they had victory gardens. That's what we have to do. And I'm having difficulty with that for a lot of reasons. But I want to put out there, if you are a contractor, if you are a person who's licensed and bonded, you need to send your resume or your business card to the address that's on the LoriBella.com website. It's a long story, but basically, the farm we bought when we were younger, we rented it out to the same family for like over 10 years. So we didn't do a whole lot of changes to it because they were living here. And also because we didn't have any extra money to do any changes because we had our own house by the Wild Animal Park, and this was going to be our retirement place. If you go back and listen to the shows, we had our lives disrupted because of Obama and Biden's IRS coming after us and accusing us of something that wasn't true. And it put our lives on hold for 5 years. We had no income. Our assets were seized. We had sold our house because my husband had suddenly lost his job as engineer. And I don't even know how we got by. We had kids in college. I mean, the whole thing was like a nightmare. But it delayed everything. And by the time that was resolved, which I believe it was local politicians, local realtors who I contacted, different organizations like the John Birch Society and the Rutherford Institute and the Taxpayers Advocates Office and the attorneys I hired and tax accountants I hired. And I believe maybe even Trump, maybe his friends. I mean, I talked to a lot of people because I was so panic stricken. By the time we got our money back, it was like nearly 5 or 6 years later. From our house sale. And bottom line is, during that time, my husband got old, and he's a lot older than me to begin with. But all the things that we had planned to do suddenly weren't done. All the dreams that I had, you know, for having an event property and having workshops and get-togethers, I wanted to do political rallies. I had all kinds of dreams and hopes. All that got put on the back burner because of having our lives derailed. And I'm ready to do, like, take the existing building and, you know, change it into a barn and things like that. But the barn company that we were dealing with, which was Timberline, Sand Creek, you know, they need you to have a crew of people in your area that, you know, they'll basically send you the components for doing the barn, but they don't have like enough personnel that they can send crews to different parts of the country for all the different kits that they sell. So what I'm leading up to is that I want to go ahead and do this because I'm no spring chicken anymore, and I'm tired of having my life screwed up by freaking fascist Democrats and Obama Biden regime. I want to have what I had planned to have 10 years ago and got it wrecked up, not by my own doing, not by my husband's doing, but by the freaking government. And that's why we hate you, and that's why they fear us, because they know there's enough of us that we could easily take them out of power if we wanted to. We've been playing nice, the people that are listening to this, you freaking shadow government scumbags, overpaid dirtbags. We've been playing nice, waiting, okay? Back off, or you're going to find yourself with your lives ruined, okay? We are done playing games. When I say we, I mean the people that have been the most affected by what your regime did, okay? I don't care if you want to be crooked. That's your business. But you have no right to use your power against ordinary people and put them in prison for 22 and 17 years and go after President Trump's legal counsel and Representative Mark Meadows and Joe Biggs and Eric Enrique Tarrio. And so if you want to help the guys that are people, it's not just guys, but that are in prison unjustly because of this freaking demonic fascist regime we have installed in power right now. Condemnedusa.org, that is run by Trennis Evans. He was arrested in front of his son at gunpoint by FBI SWAT team, all because he was talking at the January 6, 2021 event. He was the one that was on the megaphone saying, this is a peaceful protest. Remember who we are. We are Americans. We're asking for a peaceful redress of our grievances. They didn't want to have an investigation or a recount of the 2020 election like there was in the 2001 with Gore and Bush. They didn't want to have a recount because they wanted to avoid prison themselves. What they did was treason. And you know what the punishment for treason is? It's hanging. Okay, so these people, the Brennan and Shrek and all the rest of the scumbag Comeys, they are facing treason charges, okay? So they had to stop Trump from staying in power. And Trump could have stayed in power, but he knew that it would just cause a civil war. So Trump is not the enemy, okay? It's the people that are in the shadow government. That's the enemy. They are the ones that you should be worried about. They are the ones that have sold themselves and out to other foreign powers. They're the ones that don't care what happens to our lives if we are in danger, if we get hit by uninsured illegal aliens. They don't care. Okay? They don't care if you have to learn other Farsi and Spanish in your own country to get a job. They don't care because they're taken care of. These are the most self-centered, evil, disgusting, immoral, gross people you'd ever want to come across. And that's how we have to look at them. They are the enemy within. They are enemy combatants. They're not wearing uniforms. They look like you and me, but they're as vile and dangerous as they come. Okay, this we're in the war, and you've got to get your heads on about this. You won't realize it perhaps until they come after you. That's the reason why I stood up and kept speaking up, because I don't want people to go through what I have gone through. I lost my life. Okay, I didn't have the ability to do anything because I didn't even have a place to live. Okay, these people, I actually went and lived in a garage with my husband. I don't even want you to know what they did because it'll make you afraid. So you've got to stand up. You've got to stand on the side of the patriots and the military, because it's the military that gives us freedom. It's not the journalists and it's not the government in D.C., okay, it's our military, and if they are with us, which they are, we will be okay. So do not listen to the media whores that are paid by the CIA leftover Nazis and Soros and all the other globalist scumbags, Rothschilds and Paysors and all the people that you don't know anything about, because they make sure you don't know anything about it. You've got to pay attention and to be more proactive in getting educated. I mean, my family doesn't even talk to me anymore. I've had a big falling out with my own family, in particular my son and his fiance, because I sent a newsletter that I was proud about because I had like 150,000 views on it. And they considered that to be pushing my politics onto them and, you know, crossing boundaries and all this crap. And it caused a big, big fight. And I actually, you know, thought maybe they'd want to see what I've been working on, because, you know, I don't know them, know her very well. And instead, it's like persona non gratis now, meaning, you know, on the poopy list. And also because I tried to help give some educational resources for charter schools and homeschooling to his fiance's sister. So, you know, I just can't win for trying. But they're not in the area, so it's not like I see them that often. But, you know, it would be nice to not be excommunicated. People who might want to get in on the work that needs to be done to our place, that's also caused the big fight, because we were told they wanted to have it at our place, and so we started buying equipment to try to do the brush hogging and to do the pruning of the trees and all the stuff that needs to be done. And then when they came the next time, they didn't know it, but my husband had been very, not himself, very sick. And he had hurt himself and had an infection, and he wasn't behaving like himself. And you know, all kinds of stuff has gone on. And I feel like we're under siege. But they thought that we hadn't made enough progress. So they went and booked a fancy place down in La Jolla. And, you know, so the event's not going to be here like I thought it was going to be. I was very excited. And like I said, we started spending money trying to do different things that needed to be done, you know, like taking out a dead tree and that kind of stuff. And now it's not going to be here. So I want to have a place that can be held for workshops and fundraisers, political rallies, meetings, places, a place where people can go and, you know, watch premieres of new movies, find out about new products, new inventions. I want to have that, because a lot of the places that are big enough to hold that are pretty expensive to rent, but also you end up having it, if it's a public place, it's hard to control who comes. If I have it on private property, I can keep Antifa off my property. I can have an event that's invitation only, private invitation, so that only people that are in what I call Company B, Team Resolute, know about it. So if you're interested in being part of the build team for having not just my barn and property worked on, but others as well, please send your card with your link to your portfolio or website to the address on lauriebella.com. I was very excited about the products and builders that I found out about, like Ray Core and Timberline, but they need people to have their own crew of contractors. And most of the contractors don't want to work on like a project, like using basically a kit, a package of all the parts and pieces that go into building, you know, a post and beam barn or even a more basic style. They don't want to do that. They want to, you know, do their own thing. So it's hard to find someone who'd be interested in that. But if that's something you'd want to be interested, you'd be interested in, and you have a crew, or you want to do an internship yourself, you can start a foundation and do an internship like Mike Rowe does with MikeRoweWorks.org. That would be a way to get around this, and it'd be going on in other parts of California as well as spreading to other states. They're going to need build crews that are experienced and have, you know, internships so that people can learn the skills and pass them on. And that was one of the bigger parts of when I had this Inspired Vision event. That was what it was about. It was trying to do something good. And it's been so hard. And I have wanted to give up so many times. And I feel very foolish a lot of the times. But that's where having a group of trusted people comes in, where you can say, okay, we've got somebody in Temecula who wants to build, and we're going to make it so it's a learning internship type program. And that means that you kind of have a lot of people on your property for a while, but those people take those skills and they go and do good things. And that makes that so, like, a lot of the returning vets, they need to have employment. They need to be able to learn HVAC or do some other carpentry work or whatever to get jobs, because there's not going to be a lot of jobs because of all the illegal aliens that Biden, the Chinese communist puppet, has imported into our country. Because guess what? They're going to be doing the low-level jobs in construction, in farming, even in hospitality, hotels, B&Bs. You're going to hire someone, an illegal alien, for $10 an hour, or you're going to pay $15 for an American? I mean, that's what it comes down to, people. They are replacing the white male population in America with jihadists from Africa and Bangladesh and India and Mexico and South America. Okay, our white men are going to be out of work. So as I said, we have to do our own thing. We have to make them come to us because they don't know how to fix a machine. They don't know how to do a diesel tractor repair. Okay, so that's, I know diesel mechanics as well. And I know good people that are normal, and that's what we're doing. We're building an alliance of good people to stand against this evil, wicked, dumb, leftist mentality. They're whacked, okay? So you have to look at them as mentally deranged, because they actually want America destroyed. They actually don't think it's anything wrong with having other nations' people brought into our country to live off of us, and our standard of living goes down. They're not trying to make the rest of the world like America. They're trying to make America like the rest of the world. Okay, get your heads around this. This is how these Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and all these rest of these Austrian and fake Jews operate. There's a whole network of basically what the Bible referred to as the synagogue of Satan. If you want to know more about this subject, not just take my word on it, there's someone on my Getter, on my I'm on Getter as well, but Lori and Company _ Mark on Twitter. I've posted some of what he's put out there. Not op, not Q op, Q like C U E. I told you before, but people didn't believe me. Even my own family don't believe me. They think I'm, you know, losing it. The military intelligence asked Trump to run when they realized that the government and the media had inserted Obama, who should never have gotten past the first gate. Okay, he's not eligible. He's disbarred, and he's a Marxist, and he knows no one. Only the people he know are terrorists, like Mr. and Mrs. Bill Ayers, like who ran the Weather Underground that killed people, like Farrakhan, who he's in pictures with and hangs out with, like Malik Shabazz, Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, this guy had no business being even a senator, let alone president, but it happened because the shadow government had become that powerful and that determined that they were going to do their plan and their plan. Their plan is to basically collapse the U.S. economy, take over in the aftermath, buy up all the land. That's what BlackRock is doing, buying up all the land and businesses, forcing people out of their homes by jacking up utilities so they can't afford to pay their taxes, they can't afford the utilities. They're even talking about in California that has Proposition 13 that basically makes the taxes stay steady at like 1.5%. They're talking about getting rid of that. Now, I'm from the East Coast in Pennsylvania, and you know, you try coming up with $10,000-$15,000 for your taxes every year. Okay, you have to. You never own anything in this country because of the Democrats and the rhinos always plowing on taxes, hidden taxes, taxes on everything from your license to your, you know, bottle of wine to your eating out to, you know, they just keep finding new ways to tax us and to waste our money. So what will happen if we don't all pretty much wake up at the same time is there will be a civil war. It'll be very bloody. It'll be very hard because you won't know, you know, who you're dealing with. I mean, you could have people that have an accent that seem like they might be illegal aliens, but they've been here for, you know, 50 years. You know, I've got people in my own valley where I am that are great people, and they probably were originally illegally in this country, but they've been here and they've been, you know, good citizens since. So you don't want to have a civil war, people, because you're not going to be able to tell who they are and who the good ones are. All right, we're out of time. I know I sound pretty mad most of the time. I'm hoping someday I will be able to do a show where I'm happy. If you want to be on the show, it's pretty easy. You just call in and doesn't show your phone number or your name. It's also a way of connecting people so that they can know what's happening. I'll be on my next show talking more about local businesses and events. I'm going to ask you to be bold and be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. I want to have more information about the healthy living opportunity. You can go to
welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions,
your show is scheduled to start in 23 seconds. It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
To start your show now, press 1 to hear.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.